Casson recited these points without having to consult notes or files. It was clear that he was intensely, intimately involved with the case. Carella had been exhibiting strange behavior in the days leading up to the fire, Casson continued. 9 days before, late on a Saturday evening when the theater was empty, one of the watchmen was surprised to find Carella up in the soffittone, the attic, in his street clothes. This is the location where one of the experts believes that a second fire was set, and Carella had no work-related reason to be there. Carella tried to explain his presence by telling the watchman he was hoping to catch a glimpse of a woman taking her clothes off in a window across the Calais. Casson raised an eyebrow. About a week before that, someone working for Viette had left a blowtorch turned on with a 4-inch flame burning all night. It was connected to a 15-kilo cylinder of propane gas. "Do you have any notion of when and how they set the fire?" I asked. "I was just coming to that," said Casson. Several witnesses said that Carella and Marchetti had both absented themselves from the Viette worksite on the ground floor more than once during the afternoon and evening. Sometime between 7 and 8 o'clock, Carella was seen walking away from the worksite in the direction of the ridotto upstairs. This is when I believe he set things up for later on. He went up to the ridotto knowing that the crews working there that day had already gone home. He opened a cabinet, took out the cans of solvent, opened them, and poured the solvent onto the floor and on a pile of raw planking. He then went on to the dressing room, where he joined the others and changed his clothes. After getting into street clothes, Carella and Marchetti came downstairs with the others. Carella went into the custodian's office to make a phone call, and Marchetti waited for him outside the office. The first three electricians said goodbye and went out the door. Carella and Marchetti then hid somewhere in the building until the last electrician, Vicentin, had left. After Vicentin was out the door, they slipped back upstairs to the ridotto, unseen. With Marchetti standing lookout, Carella picked up a blowtorch, lit it, and trained the flame on the floorboards. As the fire began to spread, they ran back downstairs and left through the stage door at 8:45. "Nobody saw them during all that activity?" I asked. "Well, yes. Carella and Marchetti were probably the two young men seen running down Calle della Fenice 10 minutes after the first three had gone by."